Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dan is ready. Every week or so, Dan is picking a topic. And Dan is a bit of a geek. I mean that with all respect.
I mean, I would agree.
Because we all have things that we geek out about.
Yeah, I just have kind of maybe a higher rate.
That's right.
Of things that I geek out about.
So I need your participation in this. This is how it works. Dan is going to start talking. I need you to hit the gong or give the green light. In Dan Geeks Out. Do you want Dan to keep talking about this? Is this a valid topic? Or is this annoying and Dan should be shut down? So the number is 651-461-9226. You can weigh in on the YouTube stream as well. We love if you give us a subscribe at YouTube. But Dan, are you ready?
I'm preparing. Mentally. I'm locking in mentally. Uh-huh. I do want to say, I don't take it personally if people want to gong the topic. They're gonging the topic, not necessarily me personally.
Oh.
So they should feel free to give their full and honest reaction.
All right.
If they agree with me and think it's, this is worth geeking out about, awesome. Let's do that.
Okay.
But, don't feel like you can't gong me.
Why would anyone possibly think that they can't gong you? You think last week there were too many?
All I'm saying is, no, I don't. I mean, look, I love that people have been with me like every time that we've done this, but.
Well, I challenged you this week to try to find something incredibly annoying to geek out about.
I don't know if this is annoying, but I think, we're probably getting closer to that than anything I've done so far.
All right. So green light or gong, Dan has just a short period of time here. You've got 3 minutes.
All right. You ready?
And as the texts come in, I will be gonging or green lighting you. Right. Here we go.
Just
Dan,
a short
period. Oh my gosh, hang on. I got too many things.
Too many things going
up.
On.
Too many windows up.
You let me know when you're
now
ready.
Now I'm ready.
You ready? Okay.
This is high product. At some point, don't real radio stations have a button that I could push?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're fine.
We're fine. You ready?
Right. Dan Cook, 3 minutes. Here we go.
Here it is. So most of my life, I have been fascinated with the Titanic. And I mean, before even James Cameron made a mediocre movie about it. This is a fascinating story. Right. The tale of the ship, the tale of the people that went down with the ship, the tale of the people that survived the sinking of the ship, the whole thing. It's just fascinating stuff. And that brings us to 2 years ago when there was a small little submarine that was trying to go down and view the Titanic and in doing so imploded.
Okay.
So now this week, the first of what it's going to be several documentaries detailing the Titan submersible and its implosion and the company that created it and the guy that ran it, I watched this one on Discovery the other night, absolutely locked in the whole time. Just absolutely fascinated by this story. Both because of the story of because the stories parallel each other on such a remarkable degree. How many times have we seen pictures of the stuff at the Titanic, plates and shoes and things that survived all of this violent sinking, either to be brought up or still are down there on the floor? They found this guy's pen. They found a sleeve from his shirt, this guy that was in the Titan, the guy that ran the company, Stockton Rush, the guy that was leading the expedition when it imploded and he got 5 people killed. They found the sleeve of his shirt with a pen still intact.
651-461-9226. Do you want a green light or gong? Dan Cook's conversation. So far, the green lights have it. Keep
going. All right, keep going. The tragedy of this really is that not only did the guy who was creating this experimental submarine die, but he took 4 other people with him. That's really, and what you'll find in these documentaries, if you watch, it was a 2-hour documentary on Discovery. Netflix is coming out with one in a couple of weeks. It's going to be somewhere in that same range of time. What you find out is that they knew. They knew that this material that they were making, this sub, was subject to failure under pressure. They knew what the warning signs were that this thing was going to fail. They knew that they had experienced those warning signs 8 dives before this thing imploded, and they kept diving with it. And again, it's one thing if you, as the explorer, as the experimental engineer, as the guy that wants to, you know, change the game, do something dangerous and get yourself killed. But when you take 4 other people with you, including a teenage kid, and they die too, that's, to me, just awful and probably criminal. I don't know who you're going to charge, because the guy that should be charged with a crime is dead.
He's dead.
But, I mean, there should still be some sort of criminal reaction to this in some way, shape, or form.
UGEL giving you a green light on the YouTube stream as well. The green lights are coming in for sure.
The most heartbreaking part of this whole documentary was the mom of the teenage kid and the wife of the husband who lost 2, you know, of her closest family members in this tragedy, who are just on an excursion, right? We get to go see the Titanic. How cool is that? Having no idea that 8 dives before this, which is something that this company had heard before on a separate hull, realizing that meant that the hull was failing, and brought in a new hull made out of the same material that failed the first time, and they didn't stop using it.
This took a turn. Like, from the start, people were with you, and then it turned. But I think now at 3 minutes in,
yeah, we're in.
We have a lot of gongs. Maybe.
Ooh,
yeah,
we're coming in hot.
I think the people find it too depressing.
There's a tragic nature to this story, and I get that. I entirely understand that. And it's fascinating, and it's important that we understand what exactly happened here so that it doesn't happen again. But we put in place measures to prevent this sort of nonsense from happening again. This guy that, you know, led this expedition, again, Stockton Rush, knew that this was a, if not a probability, at least a possibility.
Yeah.
And he took these people down with him anyway. And that's just...
Do you know from the documentary
that...
So there are common, there's a meme that goes around that shows like this sort of thing going south and says they were an innovative company and we're not hiring traditional old engineers. Did the documentary address that?
It did, because there was a couple of different people that testified at the inquiry that were former, and emphasis on former, employees of OceanGate, the company that Stockton Rush founded.
Right.
Who had tried to raise concerns. He paid lip service to it, said, hey, if you have any safety concerns, if there's something that's bugging you, bring it to us. There's not going to be any retribution. And funny enough, the only people that came forward with safety concerns found themselves no longer working for that company in one shape or another going forward. So, yeah, no, there's absolutely talk about how it was engineered, why they made the choices that they made, and the plain facts that they ignored the safety problems that were clear to everybody on board.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
I hate to say it.
Yeah.
It's a ding for me.
It's a ding for you. All right.
Yeah.
You've gonged everything I've done, and now you're in on this one?
Well, I am also sort of fascinated by this tragedy.
Yeah.
Because there's so much of our modern world that's sort of in this, right?
Mm-hmm.
The hubris,
yep.
The idea that I can do it better, the seeking of glory, the desire to be hailed as like an Elon Musk type figure, the desire to take like a crazy risk, but then also this sort of innate human thing that we all have to explore, to find something new, to go somewhere that hadn't been gone to before.
Yeah.
All of those things.
All of those things. And, you know, again, part of the sadness of all of this is when you start to learn more about this guy, he wasn't necessarily like a huge Titanic file. I mean, he wasn't like super into that in terms. He was more into the technology. He thought that all of the safety measures and all of the limitations that were put on deep diving submersibles were overmuch, and that he could do it better and cheaper and take, you know, so that you could take passengers down to it. So he was more about it proving that this technology that he had come up with was the way to go, rather than, you know, actually trying to do anything, you know, in terms of preserving the Titanic. So
all five passengers died.
Yes.
What? Where did you watch this? Was it
Just Discovery Channel?
On Discovery.
So if you've got Discovery Channel, you can search it there. If you've got that, you know, I think they've got a streaming service too that you can find. But it'll be on, I'm sure, 50-11 different times going forward. And like I said, Netflix has one coming in June, so a couple weeks away.
All right. Very good.
Worth watching. It's dramatic. It's sad, but it's
Texter correctly points out, not enough money in the world to change the laws of physics. I mean, that is...
That is, and you know, the one, it feels weird to say this, but the one saving grace of all of this is that the death was just was so instantaneous that they never even knew what happened.
Yeah. Move.
There's video, and they show it in the documentary, and we were looking at it last week, we were talking about it last week. There was video that came out recently of the company people on the topside ship who are looking at the computer waiting for a text message from Titan. When you hear from external to the ship a loud noise.
That noise, right.
And 2 seconds later, the text message comes.
Ugh.
And so the understanding is that noise that they heard just sounds like a door slamming was the implosion of the Titan.
When you just feel, I mean, I feel bad for all of these folks.
Yeah.
But the teenager,
that whole family,
who went to appease dad, right? Like that teenager didn't even want to go. Oof.
Yeah.
All right, some uplifting chat for you on a Friday.
It's a good doc. If you're a documentary
now, it's gone to the point where now we have to the gong has to sound. It's 3:51. Back in just a minute. Get you updated on some messy traffic on a Friday on CCO.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.